Hi there, boys and girls. I'm Aunt Carolyn, here with the choir and Mr. Woods. We're glad you've joined us. You know, sometimes the choir sings about the Lord Jesus, red and yellow, black and white, all are precious in His sight. That's true. And perhaps we should also sing, crippled, helpless, deaf, or blind, Jesus came each one to find. Jesus loves the little children of the world. I'm sorry to say that some boys and girls shy away from kids with these kinds of problems. For that matter, some adults do too. But Jesus loves and died for all children, and we should try to tell them of Jesus and His love. We'll talk about that a little more after the choir sings, so stay with us.
Someday I shall be like Him.
We're so thankful for the love of the Lord Jesus Christ for us and all sinners. It's sad once in a while to see a boy or girl mistreat another child. It really shows that they don't understand how wrong it is, or else they have a proud attitude that they're big and can bully another child. Perhaps they make fun of someone who's smaller or crippled or looks a little different in some way. They may tease and taunt them, call them names, or in another way hurt their feelings. They are walking all over God's royal law. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be ye kind one to another." Oh, a kind word goes a long way. Isaiah said, "That I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary." A word to encourage and lift up a friend means so much. I was happy one day as I watched some children out playing in their yard. They were brothers and sisters playing hide and seek. The youngest was born with a serious heart defect and couldn't run and play like the others. While the others ran to hide behind trees and fun places, she stood alone, just watching. Then, all of a sudden, one of the older girls just ran over to her, scooped little sister up in her arms, and carried her as they ran to hide. She had figured a way to help her little sister join the fun. Wasn't that wonderful? Many times there's a way we can help someone feel included in our activities if we get our minds off ourselves and ask the Lord to show us how to be a blessing to others. I know of a boy whose mother was upset and complained to the teacher because the sandwich she put in her boy's lunch kept disappearing. The mystery was solved, though, when they found out that he had been given his sandwich to a classmate who had nothing for lunch. Now, instead of being angry, Mother was very proud of her son. He had opened his heart and his lunch to a boy in need. Let's also remember kindness this week. Let's be God's servant to help someone else. Now, here's the choir before story time.
Gently lead me all the way, all the way.
The children at Vacation Bible School were playing circle games during recess, but one little boy stood sadly far off or outside the circle. Soon the visiting teacher said, "Come, join the game with us this time, Harry." He just glared at her and walked away. As the teacher followed, Harry turned and stormed, "It's bad enough to be the way I am without you rubbing it in." "Oh, I'm sorry," she said. "I didn't know there was any reason for your not playing." "Ain't you noticed that my clothes are different from other kids?" And he pointed to a large right side pocket where his hand was stuffed. "I don't never take it out, except when I forget." Teacher said, "Well, I haven't seen your hand. If you hurt it, I'm sorry. Let's go over where you can show me in private." Slowly, they moved to a private place. Harry pulled his hand from his pocket. The teacher was shocked by the little stub and four little boneless marble-sized pieces of fingers and a larger piece for a thumb. His whole hand was only about 2 inches wide, and his other hand was extra large, almost the size of a small man's hand. He kept it out of sight. "I was born this way," he said defiantly, "and I don't even like your lessons. If God made me, I hate God. I can't do nothing like other kids." The teacher's heart ached for Harry. Just then, his voice fell soft. "I don't blame the kids for not wanting to take hold of me when we make a circle for Drop the Handkerchief or Farmer in the Dale. Nobody wants to touch me." Teacher put her hands and covered his small, deformed one. "God wants to touch you, Harry. Please don't hate God. He gave you these hands so you would be close to Him. If you had hands like everyone else, you wouldn't know how good it is to have God holding on to you." It used to be that if a little lamb kept running away from the shepherd and getting into danger, the shepherd would break his little leg. Then he would put a splint on the break and carry the lamb under his coat close to his heart. That little lamb got the best care of all, and by the time his leg was well, he knew the shepherd's voice and tender love, and stayed close ever after. Harry, even before you were born, God loved you so much that He gave you these hands. He must have thought, "Now Harry can't do things for himself, so he'll depend on me. While he's close to my heart, I'll love him and give him such a warm heart that everyone will be amazed. And because he endures his hands and loves me, I will give him beautiful hands when I give him his new body when he comes to live with me." And now Jesus, God's only begotten Son, is in heaven at the right hand of God the Father. His hands are scarred by the nails that nailed him to the cross. Do you know why he hung there, Harry? It was because you were going to have to die for your sin and be punished in hell forever. Jesus loved you so much that he died for you. In John 10, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand." Just think about being in God's hand. Nothing could ever snatch you out. God wants to hold your hand, and he wants you to be safe in his hand. Harry murmured, "That's something to think about, all right. I reckon I need the Lord pretty bad." The teacher talked with him a few more minutes, then she held both his hands in hers as they bowed their heads and prayed. The next day, the class was learning John 5:24. The teacher drew two big circles on the floor side by side. In one she wrote the word death, and in the other, life. One at a time, the children came and stood in the circle marked death as they began to recite the memory verse. When they came to the part, "is passed from death," they stepped over into the life circle. Several children glibly repeated the words and went through the motion of stepping from death into life. But when Harry came forward, he stepped directly into life and said, I don't need to go in that death circle because I stepped into life yesterday and God is holding my hand. And I'm not ashamed of it no more. He held it up for all to see. You've all been so curious to see this, so here it is. Look at it. You can't tease me no more, because I'm going to have a new hand when I get to heaven. Please don't think it's a funny hand, and don't be afraid of it. Then he held up his large hand. And this fist ain't going to sock you any more for teasing me. I guess I can take it all right, and you can't hurt me, because I'm in God's hands. Then he looked up at the teacher. Now don't you think we better pray? The children were silent, and there was a lump in teacher's throat. The delay made Harry feel that he should be the one to pray, and he prayed, Dear God, it's awful good to be in your hands, and thank you for dying for my sin on Calvary. And, O God, make us all to believe it, for Jesus' sake. Amen. My dear friend, are you safe in God's hands? If you've never received Christ as your Savior, you can trust Him today. Jesus said, He that heareth my word and believeth on Him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. And now God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.